The Romantic Root Burn. The Romantic Root Burn. The Root Burn track, in black, showing local relationships to Milford Sound, top left, and the head of Lake Wakatipu, bottom right. Background map from Linz via NZ Topo Map, 2021. CC by SA 4.0. The Root Burn track is one of New Zealand's 10 official Great Walks, soon to be 11. In UNESCO World Heritage surroundings, the Root Burn track was also reputedly named one of the 11 top trails in the world by National Geographic Adventure magazine in 2005. It leads from the headwaters of Lake Wakatipu to the Divide, on the road to Milford Sound. The whole 32-kilometer track can be done as a multi-day hike, but sections of the track are also very accessible to daywalkers. Also dubbed the Ultimate Alpine Adventure by New Zealand's Department of Conservation, DOC, and others, the Root Burn track boasts unrivaled views of the Southern Alps to the east and the Darren Mountains to the west. In the warmer part of the year, the Great Walk season, the adventure includes hikes through high-altitude meadows in which flowers such as South Island Edelweiss are often in bloom. South Island Edelweiss do not belong to the same family as the original Edelweiss of Europe, but they look similar. Other alpine flowers of the South Island include numerous species of large daisies and the Mount Cook lily, misnamed because it is actually a buttercup. The Root Burn track is a very popular walk and must be booked well in advance if you go during the Great Walk season, which technically extends from Labor Weekend, the fourth weekend of October, a holiday which honors the toiler, in a similar fashion to Mother's Day, until 27 April. Out of season, the track becomes hazardous, as it is prone to avalanches. Although the huts often fill up fast in season, there are also several campsites in scenic locations near the huts for those wishing to camp outside, although this is best during the warmer months. These campsites are much needed, too, because in recent years the tracks have become really full as tourists have flocked to the Root Burn and other great walks over summer. One reason for the Root Burn's popularity could be its abundance of appearances in films. The mountains behind nearby Glenorchy, mountains which can be viewed from the start of the track, were used as the location of the Misty Mountains in The Lord of the Rings. Other sections near the track were also used in its prequel, The Hobbit. Air New Zealand also used the Root Burn as a set for an airline safety video with Man vs. Wild star Bear Grylls, who began the video by declaring, "I've just been dropped into one of the most beautiful places on Earth. For the next few minutes, I'm going to take you on a journey along the majestic Root Burn track." The Bear Essentials of Safety. Hashtag Aaron's Bear, February 26, 2013. On YouTube, trampers seem to agree, with DOC estimating in 2006 that over 13,000 people stayed at least one night on the track every year as of the T-date, with the numbers probably higher now, pre-COVID at least. Wanting to see what all the fuss was about, I tramped the Root Burn with two friends from Auckland. Both my friends were great fun to tramp with and took some amazing photos along the way, especially of Mount Christina and the Holyford Mountains. Like the nearby Capels/Greenstone Circuit, the Root Burn track can be started at either end, beginning at the Divide, which is 1.5 hours from Tianao, or the Root Burn Shelter, which is a 68-kilometer drive from Queenstown along the banks of Lake Wakatipu, near the small town of Glenorchy. We caught a lift to the eastern end of the track up the Root Burn Road, from Glenorchy, and began our tramp with a hike of just under 9 kilometers between the Root Burn Shelter and the spectacular Root Burn Falls, where there is also a hut, and an upmarket lodge. On the way, we climbed up above the Root Burn Flats. From the Root Burn Falls, we carried on for the second longest section of the track, hiking a bit over 11 kilometers through the valley and up over the Harris Saddle. The saddle is the highest point on the track at 1,225 meters, and offers expansive views of the Holyford Valley and the nearby Darren Mountains. There is also amazing bird life on the track too, by the way, thanks to DOC and the trapping of introduced predators that now occurs. I saw rock wrens there, little birds that nest on the track in summer. The New Zealand rock wren, Tegi,